You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're joined by Mr. Brad Rukstalis, President and Chief Executive Officer of Cogentia, a company that helps clients understand who their customers are and give them the tools to build deeper relationships through data-driven marketing. Mr. Rukstalis, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
And a pleasure to have you out with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us exactly what is Cogentia.
We are a marketing services provider, and we facilitate brands connecting with their customers. And this is a mix of technology, marketing consulting, a whole bunch of data, and the analytics around machine learning and measurement. And we have a concept that we call customer intimacy, and we use this as a roadmap for our clients to identify and connect with their guests. And this covers everything from how to identify customers with all the data that somebody might have to identifying opportunities and things like customer segments, and then identifying the right channels and messages to send and closing that loop with technology to support the entire process of connecting with customers.
So tell us, what types of clients do you work with?
We work with a lot of business-to-consumer brands, and these would be restaurants, retailers, travel, hospitality. We've worked with some of the biggest automotive companies, telecommunications, utilities. So it's a wide range of clients that are looking to connect to their customers with the data that they have. And we also work in B2B. So we've worked with CDW, with CenturyLink, one of the largest telecommunications companies in the country, and Constellation New Energy. And within the restaurant space specifically, we've done work with brands that I think everyone would know, Morton Steakhouse, Applebee's, Red Lobster, Houlihan's, and a number of mid-sized brands as well.
Now, earlier you mentioned that you work with clients within the restaurant industry. How do you support a brand within the restaurant industry the best?
You know, it's interesting. The restaurants have been through a very difficult time over the last several years as far as traffic. And for a while, this impacted their financials. And the saying in the industry was that the, you know, flat's the new up when it comes to sales. And so it has been challenging. And now that some of the profit numbers have started to turn around, then we have things that the industry is facing, such as changing consumer behaviors and a wide range of technologies that consumers are looking to use. And that being said, restaurants do have a lot of ways to engage with customers, from the mobile phone to the in-store experience to online. And our role is to integrate data from all of these different sources and add some of our own data to tell our customers or our clients who their customers are, the types of segments that exist, the channels they can use to reach them, whether it's email or social or other digital channels and mobile, and also find ways to identify new customers to their restaurants. And we have specific technology that identifies customers from our clients' point-of-sale data. And there's a lot of rich data in there that can give us clues as to who a customer is, and we're able to use that information to identify customers that they can contact and connect with, and that really provides scale to their marketing. And our technology platform gives a restaurant the tools that they need to engage across all of the different channels that they're looking to use. And our data itself helps them understand things like demographics. So a client doesn't end up sending a special family deal to a young adult, for instance. So we bring all these pieces together to enable the scalable marketing that our clients are looking to have to get closer to their customers.
Some very helpful information and most informative. Today we're joined by Mr. Brad Rukstalis, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Cogentia, a company that helps clients understand who their customers are and give them the tools to build deeper relationships through data-driven marketing, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPM, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Rukstalis, restaurants have had a lot of challenges over the past few years, as you mentioned, soft sales, changing habits, third-party delivery. How do you help them address those challenges?
Well, I think, you know, one area of uncertainty that every company has is understanding what's really going on with their customers. So when you see a sales decline, the question is, you know, where am I losing my business? Is my core customer not coming back? Am I not attracting the new customers? Am I having a problem with my, you know, in restaurants specifically with my bar sales, or is it in the dining room? But also behind that, which customers themselves might be showing a dip in behaviors. And especially when it comes to things like changing habits and the drive for convenience and off-premise, these are challenges that our clients have that we can support through understanding and tracking these customer behaviors. So we have a lot of analytic tools and insights that we bring to help them understand which marketing levers they might need to pull to adjust their marketing to overcome some of these challenges. For instance, driving frequency. This requires promotional spending targeted to customers that haven't been in for a while. And you might not want to send the same message to everybody, but you might want to send a message to people that used to come in, you know, 2 to 3 times a month, but you haven't seen them for 60, 90 days. That's a very different segment than your customer that continues to come in once a week and you know who they are and you see them. You don't necessarily need to give them promotions to keep coming back. And then there's also opportunities for non-promotional spending, such as menu items and marketing new menu items to people that maybe have purchased those menu items in the past. And you can go in through your sales system and identify who those customers are and then send them something that just introduces them to some of the new items. And then, of course, experiment with the types of promotions and make sure you can measure how your marketing is doing. Third-party delivery is complicating the ability of a restaurant to connect with their customers, because now you have this intermediary who, while it might be giving you scale on your off-premise dining strategy, it also it definitely eats into your margin, and it also restricts you from knowing who actually is coming into and ordering your food from third-party delivery. So that's an issue that I think brands need to struggle with and decide how important that third-party delivery is, even, you know, from a margin and sales perspective, knowing that you're making it very difficult to build that relationship.
I'm sure the listener would be curious, how do you know that what you do works? What types of measurements do you have? I'm sure you have some of that data, but share some of those details.
We do. In fact, you know, what's very important to us, and when we're working with clients in any industry, is you can only improve what you can measure. And we are always tying our marketing actions, whether it's, email promotions or it's prospecting or it's, social campaigns, we always tie those actions to in-restaurant behaviors. And we want to know, how are we actually improving the bottom line? So we have, within our databases, we have very sophisticated mechanisms that allow us to have control groups and holdout groups, and we manage channel deployments with specific audiences in such a way that once a customer receives a marketing communication, regardless of channel, and they come in, we can see who they are from the point of sale data, and we can then track other people that look like them that weren't promoted to. And we can say, okay, this marketing actually had a huge incremental impact in your in-restaurant sales. And what that allows us to do then is identify where we're having the biggest impact and maximize the scale of those activities, and then continue to measure and evaluate other tactics or other mechanisms. And for a typical restaurant brand, what we're seeing is that we're able to give about $15 to $20 in revenue for every $1 they spend with us. And that's because our ability to identify and communicate with guests puts their name right in front of the customer and puts their brand right in front of someone who has been a customer of theirs in the past. And in fine dining, where the average ticket is so high, we're getting returns of $40 to $50 in revenue for every dollar that's spent with us on technology and marketing communications. So we've got the measurements in place, and I think that's one reason why brands enjoy working with us. They know that we're able to show the incremental impact. And in most cases, the scale is big enough that they can really feel it in their restaurants through the foot traffic that they're seeing.
And this is most excellent. Good stuff there. Across all industries, how is technology changing marketing today?
I think there's a lot of benefit to some of the to the technology trends that we're seeing. There are so many ways for brands to connect with their customers across so many parts of the customer journey, from interest to learning more information, and then also looking at things like geolocation. The opportunities are endless, which is great, but it's also very confusing. And marketers really need to know what their key customer is looking to do during a customer journey and really understand who those customers are to prioritize technology investments in the way that's going to give them the biggest benefit, because there's so much out there. But it's a chance for marketers to educate themselves and really pinpoint where they can add value to their customers using technology.
Also, if you don't mind, can you tell us how you use AI and machine learning in what you do?
Sure. So we have a team of 10 data scientists who take all of this big data, the transactional detail, the demographic data, the interaction data with websites and marketing channels, and they bring it all together and identify things like what's the best message to be giving to a certain customer based on all of these attributes, how many times they've been in, what sort of relationship they've had in the past, are they married, are they single, do they have kids, how far away do they live, how have they engaged with the brand in the past. So the data scientists come up with the algorithms that allow us to pinpoint which customers should receive which offers, which types of channels should be used for specific segments, and identifies triggers in such cases like I had mentioned earlier. Someone that hasn't been in for 60 days or 30 days or some period of time, but used to be a regular customer. Once we identify some of these behaviors, we can trigger certain types of communications that we know are valuable in connecting the brand with their customers. And it's really the ability to bring the AI and machine learning into our technology platform so that as this data is coming in from our clients, we are always looking for that trigger that's going to send a certain communication. And it allows the marketer to think much more strategically about their business rather than trying to think about campaigns and, what's the next creative and what's my national campaign. We have a lot of this built in so that marketing becomes more of a process rather than a campaign. And so that's how we integrate AI and machine learning into our work for the brands that we support.
Well, Mr. Ruck Stiles, it certainly has been great to have had you with us. I'm sure your clients really appreciate what you do for them through Cogentia. Before you go, and in conclusion, what should marketers be thinking about to get closer to their customers?
I think every marketer should really look around their organization to understand where they have information about their customers, whether it's an e-club or a sales system or a contact management system or enrollees on a website. Just try to find out where you have this data and then figure out how you can start to put it together so you can start to understand who these customers are that are parting with their dollars to be your customer. And that's a great starting point to begin the journey of understanding how you can now build these closer relationships.
And definitely appreciate those concluding remarks in form of a tip. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on Cogentia, where's the best place online to get further details?
Yep, great. Our website is cogentia.com. That is C-O-G-E-N-S, as in Sam, I-A.com. And there's ways to contact us through there, and we would love to hear from your listeners.
Yes, indeed. And again, Mr. Ruck Stiles, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Brad Ruck Stiles, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Cogentia, a company that helps clients understand who their customers are and gives them the tools to build deeper relationships through data-driven marketing. And for further details, visit Cogentia.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.